The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Nachman Rosen, author of the Birchas Nachman Kuntresim and member of Beis Medrash Gavoya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havat Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Zvachim on the bottom of Lama Beis and Beis says, in a case where Rubon's Vemesim, Benas Uzovim, most of the cow was Tomimesim, they wanted to bring a carbon Pesach, and then they became Zovim, Nas Uzovim. So what do you do? So my chalik is a bai viravel. You know, Tomo is the chuyo b'tzibur, so you're allowed to be marked with the carbon Pesach, even if they're Tomimesim. The shayla is here, the Nas Uzovim. So Abai says, Toma the chuyi, you're right. Toma is the chuyo b'tzibur. Laha itchi, laha lo itchi. But that's only for Tomas Meis, but not for Tomas Zovim. It's not nitche. You can't be docha the Tomas Zovim. That's Abai said. Amalei Rava. Rava argues. Adar Abaychum Estavra. Toma the chuyi. Mali chad the chuyo, mali shtei the chuyos. Once we're saying that Toma is Daicha the Toma, so it's Daicha Toimais, it's already Daicha Toma, so let it be Daicha the other Toma of Zavim. What's the difference? One Dichui, two Dichuyas. The Gemara says on Lamed Gimel Man Aleph, the top of the Gemara, top of the Omna, the Gemara says, Mechlal Tavayu Svirlu Toma Dichuyahi Betzibur. Mechlal that both Abai Virova, they both hold Toma is Dichuyahi Betzibur. Rashi says, Tarvayu Abai Virova, Svilu Tuma Dechuyo Hibitzibur. Venafguma Heve, Mandor Perkama, Diyumo, Domer Hutri, Vitzibur Yachir, Bevaka Rabin. Rashi, the Gemara is telling you that Abai Virova both hold Tumas Dechuyo. What's the Nafguma? You know, because there's a Machloikas and Mesechus Yumo in the first parak, whether Tuma is Dechuyo Bitzibur or it's Hutra Bitzibur. And the Gemara there says, what's the Nafguma? You know, the Nafguma is, if that entire, all the Kehanim that work in the Beis HaMikdash on that day were all Tomei, and that Beisav, they're all Tomei, do you have to go and bring Kehanim to Hiram from a different Beisav that's not their day? So the Gemara says, if you hold Lamandomer Tomas Dechuyo, I mean, it's just pushed over. It's Bekoshi, with difficulty we push it over. So whatever you could do you shouldn't be makir b'tuma, you do. So therefore you have to go and bring kehanim tahirim from a different beisav. But if you hold tumas hutra, that means it's totally mutter. When it comes to carbon sibur, shekavua loizman, the Torah says tuma is mutter l'gamri. There's no iser. So even though you don't have to go running to a different beisav to bring kehanim tahirim, the beisav that you have, the today's Beisav, all the Kahanim are Tameim. The Kahanim Tameim could do that Avodah. That's Tumas Hutra, Behatar Gomer. But Lamandam of the Chuyo, it's only pushed, because with difficulty we push it off. Push off the carbon sieber, but Daichak pushes off the Tumu. So where it says, Bai Virava, they both hold Tumas the Chuyo, he would sieber. The Rashi's Nafkamina is that now the Manda Omar and Yuma that holds this Hutra is a Das Yachid. Yachid B'makam Rabbim. The Rashi before says, on the top of the page, Lam Gilma Manalch and Zvachim, Tuma Dechuyihi. Chlomar Bekoshi Nidchas Aslo, with difficulty, it's pushed over. Dichu Be'amo, just to push, we push it over. Alidei Nesiyas Ovun, Shatzitz Beratza. Through the ritzui of the tzitz, the loy beheter gomer, not with a total heter. So Rashi tells you another big difference between the mandamar tuma dechuya and the mandamar tuma hutra b'tzibur. If you hold tumas hutra b'tzibur, so when it comes to the carbon tzibur, so you could be makrivit b'tuma without the tzitz, you don't need the ritzui hatzitz. But if you hold tumas dechuya he, then it can only be makrivit b'tuma together with the ritzui hatzitz. The tzitz is meratza on karbonis b'tuma. So nafkamino would be, let's say, let's say the tzitz is broken, nishbar ha-tzitz. So that if the tzitz is broken, everyone holds the tzitz is not meratze. There's a machlokes in Yuma when the tzitz is, does the tzitz have to be on the forehead of the kohen gadol in order to be meratze? There's a machlokes in Yehuda Reb Shimon, does the tzitz have to be al mitzchoy shel kohen gadol in order to be meratze? So if you hold, the Gemara says everyone holds if the tzitz is broken, it's not meratze. So if the tzitz is broken or it's not as, I'm not as forehead according to that mandomer that it's not meratze, then there'll be a big nafkamina between Tumah Dechuyah and Tumah Hutra. Tumah Hutra, fine. It's Heter Gomer. You keep Makrovit even though the carbon is Tumah, even though the Katam are Tumayim. No problem. But if it's Tumah is Dechuyah, if Tumah is Dechuyah, so you need the Ritzi Tzitz. If you don't have the Ritzi Tzitz, you can't be Makrovit. Cannot be Makrovit the Tumah. I'd like to discuss a very interesting nafka mina that comes out in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Lemaisa, from the Machlokes, it has to do with the Beis Yosef says in Hilchos Shabbos that it's totally in the Machlokes Tumah Dechuyah and Tumah Hutra. It says in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Torah, in Siman Shin Chav Ches, it says, let's say you have a Chayla Mesukon, you know, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So what happens if you have one piece of meat that's not kosher, but it's already killed the animal, it's all you have to do is eat the tray for meat, you're allowed. Or you have a behemoth shero, but it's not shechted. And you have to shecht on Shabbos for the chayla. Shechting on Shabbos is isikaris. But eating the veila is only necessary lab. So what do you do? Do we say you should be over on the veila, so you only be over on a lab and don't do the chal Shabbos for karis? Are you allowed to shech the animal? So basically, Yosef here brings that the Rashba said this child depends on how do you look at pekuach nefesh on Shabbos. We know it's mutter. But how do we understand it? Is it the chuya or hutra? Is the Torah saying, when it comes to pekuach nefesh and Shabbos, it's a heter gomer, everything's about hutra? Or it's the chuya, it's with difficulty, we push over the Shabbos. So the Rashba says in a tshuva that this question will depend on that. If you hold Shabbos as hutra, so it's hutra, you're allowed to shech the animal, the kosher animal, shech the animal, and feed the chayla. If it's the chuyah, so then we have to, then it's with difficulty we push it over. So then you have to find the lowest, the less iser. So you have to give him the boss in the veil, so you only be over on a lav in order to eat. That's the Rashba says. Comes along the Beis Yosef. He says, "V'Rambam pasak kardal hilchos bias mikdash command omar tuma de chuyah hi betzibur imke gabes Shabbos yizbur kein." Says the Beis Yosef that the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Tuma Dechuyah Vitzibur by Karbonis. Therefore, Gam also on Shabbos, he's going to hold like that Pekuach Nefesh is Dechuyah and not Hutra. Ubehed Yikosa Perak Beis Be Hilchos Shabbos Dechuyah Hi Shabbos It's the Kodesh Nefesh. The Rambam says Lehed Yon Hilchos Shabbos Pekuach Nefesh is Dechuyah Kedasa Rajbo. So Zok the Beis Yosef that this Shiloh, whatever you hold by Pekuach Nefesh, Toich HaShavuz, is totally in what we hold by Kodshim, by Tumah Dechuyah, he Betzibur. If Tumah is Dechuyah, Pekuach Nefesh is also Dechuyah. And therefore, Rabbi said, if it's Dechuyah, you cannot shech the animal, you have to give him an Avela. Comes along the Bach, and he says, the Rosh says, B'Shem is Rabbi the Maram, Kevin Shehutra, Hutra Pekuach Nefesh, Havli Kiul also Bechol. Maram said that Pekuach Nefesh is Hutra on Shabbos with a Heter Gomer, so it's as if we look at, when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh, we look at it as if it's Sunday. It's not Shabbos anymore, Lagabe, Pekuach Nefesh. So Zok the Maram, you could shech the animal, you don't have to go to the lowest Isser. It's like Shabbos is Hutra, you can shech the animal for the Chayla. Zok the Bach, Taimoy, what's his reason? The Sphere Lake Commandor, Parakates at Tzoylin, Parakamadu, you want to a Hutra Bitzibur. The reason is, because Tom, he holds like the man the Omer that Tumah is Hutra v'tzibur. Who I did the Shabbos? Hutra v'tzibur v'hutra etzel sakonas nefashis. She says, Tumah is Hutra v'tzibur, so sold to by Shabbos, it's gonna be Hutra, Pikuach Nevesh will be Hutra on Shabbos. And Mela, you could shech the animal, it's Hutra. So we see, the Beis Yosef and the Bach are singing with the Kiddush, that the din of Pikuach Nevesh, the Chuyah Hutra v'Shabbos is totally in what you hold by, in the Machlokes, in Yuma and Zvachim, whether Tumah is the Chuyah v'tzibur or Hutra v'tzibur. Oh. There's a big kasha that's asked on this. The Shels and Shuvas Tashbe says it, Maritzchi says it. A lot of Lachrinim asked the kasha that there's a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Mem Vav on the Beis. The Gemara in Yuma talking about Toma being makriv, Toma Betzibur, and being makriv a carbon on Shabbos. We know you're allowed to bring a carbon on Shabbos. So the Gemara there, Mevav and Beis and Maseches Yuma says he says to the Chilek. The Gemara says Shabbos to Hutri Betzibur Seifei Nami Dachi. Toma the Dechuyi Betzibur Tchilosad Ikker Kapara Dachi Seifei Lavik the Lav Ikker Kapara Loi Dachi. Where it says Shabbos is Hutri Betzibur. When the Torah says you're allowed to bring the carbon Tomei the carbon Mosaf on Shabbos, it's not the Chuyo, it's Hutra, it's Behetar Gaber. So Soifay Nami Dachi, the Gemara says that you could even bring a Talmud that was for Erev Shabbos that they didn't get around to being Makrav on Erev Shabbos. But Talmud, where it says Talmud Dechuyah, it's not Hutra, it's Dechuyah. Like the Gemara says, it's Vachim, according to Abayi V'Rava. Talmud Dechuyah, it's Tzibur. So therefore, Tchilosay, Kapor Dachi, Soifay Lava Kapor, Loi Dachi. Machlag is Rash Tais, I learned the Gemara exactly what Tchilosay Soifay. Rashi learns that only the Zerika, you call him Zerik, you can't be Mak to the Murim, Taisus Chalik. Okay. But the Lamais, Zokta, Shelshus Tashbates, that it's a Pella. And the Maritz Chias, in Yuma, is the Kasha, that it's a Pella, on this connection of the Beis Yosef, the Tzushtel of the Beis Yosef, from, he said, Beis Yosef in the Bach said, if you hold Tumas the Chuya, it's Tzibur, so Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos is going to be also Dechuyah. In fact, there, but we see in the Gemara Gufa says there's a chilk in Shabbos and Tumah. Shabbos, the Gabi Avoida is Hutra. Tumah is Dechuyah. So why we should learn out Shabbos from Shabbos? We should learn out that Pekuach Nefesh is Hutra on Shabbos, because Avoida is Hutra on Shabbos. Why are we learning out from Tumah? What does Tumah have to do with Hilcha Shabbos? Very fact there. So I saw a beautiful teretz to this kasha in the Chemda Shloimei. It's printed Chemda Shloimei in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos, Simen Shin Lamed Aleph. The Chachma Shloimei in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph in Hilchas Shabbos says a beautiful teretz to this kasha. He says, here, read inside. V'atam ha'nochayin, the right reason, the lama tumah d'chuyo. Why is tumah d'chuyo v'chein b'shabbos l'chayla, and so to b'kuach nevesh for Shabbos is only d'chuyo ula carbon tzibur hutra. When it comes to being makav a carbon tzibur on Shabbos, it's hutra. Zok d'chachma shloimai, why should that be? So he says the pshat like this. Ach ha'inyin hu, the reason is, v'adev shalakayim zeh, b'chol, what's possible to be mekayim b'chol, the English shaychus l'shabbos davka rakal derech mikra v'zdamnos, and it doesn't happen on Shabbos only on a chance, only on this time it happened. It doesn't have to occur on Shabbos. Habe she'ira came b'shabbos, chen she'ira came b'tomo, and the carbon didn't have to be tomei. Just happens to be that this carbon became tamei. Zeh havi rak the chuyah v'loy hutra. Then it's the chuyah v'loy hutra, not hutra. Darei tumah efshar hu shaloy tamei. By carbonus, it's very possible that it won't become tamei. Just by chance, it happened to be the carbon became tamei. All the kahanim became tamei. V'chein chayla efshar shaloy yeh mesukon b'shabbos. And a chayla, it's also possible that he won't be that he won't be sick l'chayla sheish b'sakona on Shabbos. Hopefully there won't be chaylim. Hopefully we won't be sick. There shouldn't be chaylim b'sukkah. So doesn't have to occur on Shabbos. L'chaynim ira toma chayla, if toma happens, to carbon sibur, oy chayla b'Shabbos, if it does happen, have you racked the chuyo? Then it's only the chuyo. So he's saying the connection between Beis Yosef Sushtal, between Toma Dechuyah Vitzibur and Koach Nefesh, Dechuyah on Shabbos, is that when it comes to these things, they don't have to happen on Shabbos. The Koach Nefesh doesn't have to happen on Shabbos. The Toma doesn't have to happen to the carbon. So there the Torah says, Dechuyah V'loi Hotro. Avol, Zok Dechach Mashloimai. Avol Karbonos Tzibur, Yeish Karbonos Dishayochin Rak B'Shabbos. By Karbonos Tzibur, there are Karbonos they could only bring on Shabbos. Or the chiv is every day, like the carbon tamid. The Shabbos b'chlal zeh. Came in the chsev tamid. U'muchroch liyois b'Shabbos. Gam came b'zeh hava hutra. You have to bring a carbon tamid every Shabbos. You have to bring the carbon musaf every Shabbos. B'zeh hava hutra. So there, since it has to happen, you have to bring the carbon tamid. You have to bring the carbon musaf. So there the Torah says, there it's Hutra Heter Gomer. But that Shane came by Toma, the carbon doesn't have to be Tame, a Chayla, you don't have to have Chaylum on Shabbos, hopefully there won't be Chaylum. So there, if it just happened, Derech Mikra, it became Tame, or the carbon came Tame, or Derech Mikra, there's a Chaylum of Sukkah, so there the Torah says the Chuyos, that's the Pshat, that's why the Beis Yosef is learning out that since the Ram Paskin, like Abai V'Rov and Zochim, that Thomas Dechuyahi B'Tzibur. So that's the Ram L'Shitosa holds that Pekuach Nevesh and Shabbos is Dechuyah. And the fact that the Gemara says in Yom Daf Mevav that Avodah B'Shabbos Hutra, that's not a Makar, that you can't learn out from there, because there you have to be Makriv. You have to be Makriv, Karbon Tovah, Karbon Musaf, and Shabbos. And there the Torah says, Hat Gomer. As the Ran says in Beitza, that Oichel Nefesh on Yontif, you know, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to do most of the Malachas on Yontif for Oichel Nefesh. The Ran says, there it's Hutra. Torah says, it's like it's not Yontif Lagabi Oichel Nefesh. There it's Mamish Hutra. So do similarly, Avoid on Shabbos, you have to bring a carbon, Talmud and carbon, Musaf on Shabbos. So it's Hutra Etzer Gomer, Koach Nefesh. It only happened on Derech Mikrev is Damnus. That the Karma came tell me, and a Chayla is only a Derech Mikre. Doesn't have to happen. There the Torah says, that's the Chuyo, and that Hutra. And the Chacham HaShlomo takes it a step further. There's a Shaila, is Milo B'Shabbos, the Chuyo or Hutra. The Machleg is Mechaber Neramo, and Hilchos Milo, and when you do a Milo on Shabbos, can you allow more than two Milo to do the Milo? One will do one part, they'll do the other part of the Milo. So the Machlekes b'Chaber Neramah, whether we allow two Milo to do it on Shabbos or not. So the Shaila depends, what does it depend on? If Milo b'Shabbos is Dechuyo, if it's only Dechuyo, then the less milim you have, the better. So only one milim could do it. But if milah on Shabbos is hotra, it's heter gomer, so then as many milim as you want could do it. Says my chlegs v'chaver amal again hilchos milah. Says zok techach b'shleim. According to the svara, im came milah came the efshur shaloi is damin milah b'Shabbos. Have you racked the chuyo? Bris milah doesn't have to happen every Shabbos. Bris milah doesn't have to happen on Shabbos. Yeah, Bris Mila, depends when the eighth day was. The eighth day doesn't have to fall out on Shabbos. Depends when he was born. So he says, that's also al derech mikrav is damnus. That it falls out on Shabbos, the Mila falls out on Shabbos. There it's also going to be dechuyah, like Tomo's dechuyah b'tzibur. And not hutra. So I heard, someone told me that maybe, it was what's pshat in the mandor of the whole, the Mila is hutra on Shabbos. Does that mean he's chelik on this whole svara that the Chochmah Shlomi set up? So he wanted to say no. The value is masking to the svar of the Chacham Shloimei that things are that it's the chuyo when it only happens at derech mikrav is damnus. But Bris Milo, since if the eighth day falls down, if his Shmini Yom HaShmini falls down on Shabbos, then you have to be moel on Shabbos. That's not a derech mikra. Anytime the baby was, if the baby was born and the eighth day comes, is Yom HaShabbos, then you have to bris milah on Shabbos. It's not a chance that it happens. So therefore, it's doime to avoid the b'Shabbos, which is hutra.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.